Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I am so excited, as always, to be with you. It's Thursday night. It's about 8:30, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tell a friend about Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I want to thank everyone who listens to the show and continue to follow me faithfully. I thank you so very much, and I appreciate you. Tonight, I want to jump right in, and let's talk about winning tonight. We go through so many ups and downs throughout our lives, but tonight we're going to talk about how do we get things done, how do we move forward. Today, I had my local radio show, which is on 1270 AM, the gospel station, which is Joy, the gospel station, and I talked about being positive and moving forward in our lives and getting things done. So I want to continue on that path tonight. If you are local, you can tune in every first and third Thursday for a 15-minute faith break. And what I actually do is I just give you some things to think about, try to inspire you, try to just talk to you about where you are, what you're doing, and where you're going. My shows are all about empowering you, encouraging you, and giving you the opportunity to ask me questions, to give me feedback, and so that we can help each other. Because it's not just about me helping you, it's about you also helping. Because I get questions through Blog Talk Radio or on my Facebook page, and people want to know what's going on and what's happening and things that we're doing here in Hampton Roads. I think everyone all around the world who listens to my show, I really appreciate you. I thank you so very much, and I don't take any of it for granted. I know I say this every week, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Tonight I want to talk about getting things done and how can we do that and how can we win. And, you know, with everything in life, we have so much going on, all of us. We have work, we have families, we have relationships, we have our organizations that we are a part of. And when we have all of these things on our plate, sometimes it can be a bit overwhelming, but I feel much more in control now that I actually have started doing some things that make my life a little bit easier. And, yes, still there are going to be storms that are going to come up and trials and tribulations and things that are going to knock me off my kilter, but for the most part, I can pretty well handle most things. Now, of course, I'm no different from anybody else, and if something powerful enough happens to me to take me out of my comfort zone or take me to a level that I'm not prepared for, then, of course, yes, there will be some actions and some consequences. But for me, all that I do and all that I love to do, it has been a great pleasure for me to do the research on these topics and talk to you, because it's all about helping people achieve stress-free lives when, you know, we're going to have some stress, which is normal, as also even we're going to have some unbalance. And that's a part of who we are. And look at your life. It is not just even keel every single day. There are ups and downs and things that you have to go through, situations that you have to change. Sometimes you can be right in the middle of something. You have to stop exactly what you're doing and switch gears. I am a caretaker, so my life is centered around my family. You know, so I have to be prepared, and I can be ready to go, and I can have my person on my arm, and I think I'm out the door, and then something happens, and I can't do it. So I have to stop what I'm about to do, you know, take a deep breath, and do what I need to do for the moment. And then once I'm done, I just move forward. And it's easier said than done. I know that I'm not saying that it's easy and you won't get frustrated. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that there is a method to the madness. So if you are thinking about how you can get things done and how you can win, then the show is for you tonight. So I hope that you will enjoy it. And after the show, if you have questions, you can go to issuesconcerningwomen.com, which is my website, and it's www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. Or you can send me an email at icwdirector@gmail.com, icwdirector@gmail.com, or call me at 757-567-6734. If you're listening to the show right now and you want to call in, it's 1-347-826-7543. So tonight I want to talk about winning the game of life and winning in business, because we have so much that we have to do, and when much is given, much is required. The keys to achieving control are doing things the way that they should be done, not cutting corners and making commitments and being confident and knowing how to change situations, and then looking at where we are and the goals that we have set. And whether you're facing an immediate, urgent thing that you have to do and you're just trying to figure out how you're going to get it done, you have to switch those gears. You have to learn how to maneuver around obstacles that get in your way. And if you're thinking about that, it sounds impossible. No, it's not if you make a plan, because there is definitely power in the plan. We all look at ourselves as being great at what we do, and some of us are really awesome in all the things that we do and all that we get done. But then there are others who, even though they're making progress and they're moving forward, they just don't feel like they're in control. So let's think about getting control of the situations that we're going through. And it doesn't matter if it's a relationship, if it's marriage, if it's your career. You have to be in control of your life. And once you do that, then things will fall into place. I am Francine Humphrey. If you're just tuning in to the show, this is Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show, and I really, really appreciate you staying with me tonight and hanging out with me for the next about 17 minutes. You know, it doesn't take long for 30 minutes to go by, and I just want to let you know that I really, really appreciate you. And we're talking about getting control and making sure that we are doing the things that are right for us. We're looking at where we are and the fundamentals of self-management. And how we do that is we start by looking at things how they really are, not sugarcoating them, not trying to put them in a box and cover things up, but really taking a good hard look at where we are. And the one thing about doing that is it lets you know that you are controlling. If you maintain a significant level when you're facing situations, you won't be out of control, because some people can't do that. They don't know how to do that. They don't have to do that. When something hits them really hard, they lose control. And then what happens is a snowball effect. You get angry or you get frustrated, which can turn into anger, and you're not thinking clearly. So you have to always be thinking about, how can I get through this and still be in control of the situation? If you're looking at ways to do things differently, it's going to take a little bit of training and a little bit of time to do that. They say it takes 21 days to make a change in your life. So if there's something in your life that you need to change, then you need to start today. Today is April the 3rd, 2014. So you need to think about the next 3 weeks, what you're going to do to make the changes in your life. And each of us go through so many levels of highs and lows that we have to really, really face reality and stop putting things, like I said, in the box, putting them away, because we don't know how to deal with them, or we don't want to deal with them. The best way to be in control is to start with being in control of yourself, being in control of your thinking. The one thing that I do every single morning, and anybody that knows me, and I will tell you this over and over again, is that I get up in the morning and I actually pray about what I'm going to do for that day. I'm not always asking for something, but I am praying that I will have a good day, that it will go off without a hitch. I'm praying that I may be of service to someone else, that I may be a help to someone that I meet, even if it's a stranger. I also pray that I'm good at what I do and how I can help others. And I know that. So I have the ability to kind of be in control of how my day is going to go. And if I run out of the house and I don't really do it as long as I should, then I kind of feel like I've missed the opportunity just to take a moment to get my thoughts together. So sometimes we don't think about how important it is for us to just slow down for a moment. Slow down and just take 5 minutes, if that's all you have in the morning before you get out of bed, and just think things over. Think about your day. Think how you want your day to be, because what you speak out of your mouth is normally what's going to happen. So if you're getting up in the morning and you're saying, I'm going to have a fabulous day today, I'm going to be a blessing to somebody else, I'm going to go on my way with a smile on my face and a pep in my step, and my heart will be open to receiving and to giving. And then that's what your day will be like. If you decide to get up in the morning and you let circumstances from yesterday take control of your life, then, of course, you're going to go throughout the day with a big pile of stuff that you can't handle, that you can't get rid of, that you're holding on to. I'm going to take a short little break, but I'll be back in just about 1 minute, and we'll continue on with our talk about getting control of your life and your work balance in each and every day. Just tuning in, this is Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Humphrey. The song you're listening to is called Day by Day, and it's by Najee. And I play this song on my show because that is exactly how I live my life. I live it day by day. I don't want you to believe that I don't make plans for the future, because I do, but I live in the moment, and I try to do that each and every day. And I was just talking a few minutes ago about getting up in the morning and being about your day and getting started and doing some affirmations. And if you're going through a rough time, this is the perfect opportunity and the perfect time for you to say things to yourself and just talk to yourself through some stuff, you know, and let yourself know that you have confidence in yourself. And you can say that. I am a confident person. I will have a good day. I will achieve the goals that I have set for myself. We have to do that, and that's the first and the beginning of how you take control of your life. That's how you win in work, life, and in relationships, because it starts with you. It starts with you knowing what you want, setting some goals for yourself, and then implementing those goals. The one thing that happens to most people is they don't know how to execute what they want to do. They can talk about it. They can write about it. They can even think about it, but they can never seem to get to the point where they're actually doing what it is that they want to do. So no matter how much your life and your work are up in the air sometimes, you have to think about what it is that you want to do. You have to create your own endeavors. You have to be energetic. You have to know what you want and to let no one stand in your way. And I know a lot of times that's what happens, and especially for women, because we are the caregivers and the homemakers, and women are out working now more and more. And some women can do all of that and still be okay. And then there are others that they feel overwhelmed every single day. They go to work and they sometimes they don't even want to go home because they know what's facing them. It is, your life does not stop. It doesn't. It continues on throughout the rest of the evening. And I know for me, and I can speak from experience, even when I go out and I'm gone all day long, when I come home, I still have to take care of my family. There are things that I still need to do. But I had to learn how to take control of the situation. Sometimes there will be a dirty dish in the sink. And that's hard for me because that's one of my pet peeves. I can't stand that. When I open the door and I walk in the house and I see dirty dishes, I am, like, livid. But I have learned that sometimes it may have just happened. My family may have just had dinner, and they hadn't had an opportunity to take care of the dirty dishes. So instead of me flying off the handle and losing control, I have to take a deep breath and go upstairs and get by myself for just a few moments, take some time, and then come back down, and then I'll look at the situation differently because it may have just happened. Now, of course, I would know the difference between it just happened and it's been there all day, and I'm not the only one that can figure that out, because you can tell by what's there or what has been left over. And you might be saying, well, do you have a dishwasher? Yes, I do. But I hardly ever use my dishwasher because I'm thinking by the time I fill that thing up with water and it's running constantly for the next 45 minutes, I could be done with the dishes. So now you have to try to figure out how you're going to get all this stuff done and still not lose your mind trying to do it. So today we're talking about winning at life, winning at work, and still having some kind of balance. So you have to have a plan, and that's the bottom line. You have to set goals. You have to pencil things in on your calendar. I find that if I don't put them on my calendar, they probably more than likely won't get done. Even small things that you think are may not be important, like going to the bank when you're supposed to go, put it in your calendar. Let's start making plans. Let's start looking at our lives and trying to make sense of everything that we have to do. My coworker today actually said to me, can you ask for another hour in the day? And I said, no, I wouldn't do that because we might just get it. But I was teasing, of course, and I know that she was too. There's never enough time to do everything that you want to do. But you have to do what's important to you. You have to do what's going to make you happy. You have to do what puts a smile on your face. And no, we're not smiling all day long, but why not? Smile as much as you can. Why not be able to do what you want to do? Come home from work and spend some quality time with your family. And if the dishes don't get washed right away, that's okay. Sometimes you just have to let some things go. If it's bothering you too much, make it a team project that you work together in the kitchen. I know for some families that may not be possible because everybody's on a different schedule. But stop taking everything so seriously and making it a mountain when it's just a little molehill. We have to pick our battles, ladies and gentlemen. We have to know when it's time to fight and when it's time to let things go. We have to know when it's time to have flight in our life and just let some things just roll off our backs. I know that's easier said than done, and especially if you're the kind of person that wants, you know, your home to be in tip-top shape, and who doesn't want that? We all want that. But sometimes we just have to take a moment to figure out how I can get everything that I want done and still have time for me and my family, because family should be first. And I know it's hard for me because of the personality type that I am for me to sometimes let things go. But all I'm saying is keep everything in perspective, create a life that you want to live, because when you're out of control, that means the whole household is out of control. When you're unorganized, that means your life is unorganized. If you're unorganized at home, you're probably unorganized at work. I found some folks that are really organized at work, but then they're not organized at home. So it just depends on who you are and what you do. But I tend to think that if my home isn't organized, then I'm kind of out of whack, so I have to work on that. And so you have to do what works best for you. You have to know that you create your own destiny, and you have to get a grip on everything that you're doing, but you don't have to hold on to everything so tight. You can loosen up a bit and let some things go. If you don't finish all the laundry today, that's okay. It's not, nobody's going to know but you unless you go ahead and tell somebody, and you can always put that on your list for tomorrow. So the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, is that you must have a plan. You must have a plan of action. You must create that plan, because without you creating it, nothing's going to get done. You're going to continue to do the same things over and over again. I know that there can be a positive side to every negative. So being out of control and out of focus is not, something that we are proud of. But it happens to every one of us. And we very likely find ourselves being in a situation where we can't get everything done. And I'm here tonight to tell you it's okay. And the more that you become organized, the more things that will get done, the more things that you'll be able to check off your list, the more comfortable you'll be with going to bed early and not worrying about the things that you've missed. Because if you go to bed stressed, that means you're not getting a good night's sleep, because you're constantly thinking about the things that you could have done. Your body is not able to completely rest, and you're not able to shut down. And I had to learn that the hard way, because I would be in bed, and I would have all these thoughts running through my head, things I should have done, people I should have called, and, it just bothered me immensely. And then one day I decided, I have to get more organized. I have to learn how to figure these things out. Will my life be balanced? Probably not. But at least I will be on the right path to making some good decisions. I will be in a place where I'm in control of the situation. And even though it may not be everything that I want it to be, eventually I will get there. So when I'm looking at my life, and when you look at yours, look at the positive things. Be clear on what you want to do. Know what's urgent and know what you can set aside. When we do that, we're going to start to get things done. We're going to start to win the game of work, life, and relationship balance. We're going to start to feel better about ourselves. We're not going to be beating ourselves up for all the woulda, shoulda, couldas. It is very hard to do all that we do. And ladies and gentlemen, I know that you are just as busy as I am. You have so much to do. But let's try to make an effort from this day forward to getting things done, to being on the right path to controlling our lives, getting control of every situation that you can. Yes, there are going to be things that are going to come your way that are going to upset the apple cart. Yes, they're going to knock you out your kilter. Yes, there's going to be a storm running. You know it's coming, but you're not going to be able to fully prepare yourself for it. What I want to share with you tonight is that new day, you have another opportunity to get it right. You have another chance by grace to fulfill everything that you want to do in your life and let nothing stop you. We cannot change what happened yesterday. We don't know what tomorrow may bring. We just need to live for today and to live day by day. So thank you so very much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Humphrey. It's been my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I will be back next Thursday with another interesting topic on Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. Please tell a friend about our show. Continue to send me messages through my Facebook page, and my Gmail address is icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can call me at 757-567-6734. I look forward to your phone calls and to your insight and your input. Some things are going on in the country right now. I know that you know about them, so let's be prayerful for all involved, and let's just thank God that we are still here and able to make a difference in somebody's life. So have a good night. God bless you, and I'll be back next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. have been listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show with your host, Francine. We'll be back on next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So until then, take care and God bless.